jerk alert.
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
Tractor beam. Sucked me right in.
He slimed me.
It's not a tumor.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Hey guys, it's me, Andy. If you don't know, I'm the one that does all the editing for the podcast. And when I say edit, I mean, there is a lot that I have to throw out, mainly because the three of us go off on so many different tangents and just trying to end up trying to make each other laugh. And we completely forget what we're doing down here. So, don't get me wrong. It's great. I love it. It makes for a great time, but at the same time, it makes for a very boring podcast. And it typically has nothing to do with the movie that we're actually talking about. So if you didn't know, we just released our first episode last week, and I found a few little tidbits on the cutting room floor that I found pretty funny. And I felt they just needed to see the light of day somehow. So I've put them together, and they're completely out of context and they make no sense whatsoever on their own. I'll try and set up a couple of them. Some I won't. I'll just kind of let them hang out there. For example, if you don't know, I have two amazing dogs and they are complete attention whores. So much so that they sit outside the studio door waiting for us to come out. I think you can even hear one of them bark on the last episode. I can't really remember. Anyways, I love them. Jason hates them. So much so that when I step out to take care of them real quick, you can hear Jason saying some not nice things about them. And here, take a quick listen.
I took the dogs for a walk.
Just now?
No.
You sound like it.
Should have taken them on a long walk off a short pier. Andy, if you're hearing this while you're editing, your dogs are little c***s. Put them down.
They're beautiful and sweet.
Put them down.
But they are
c***s. I'm just joking. Don't put them down. They're not c***s. I like them.
Oh, Jimmy.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey, we weren't talking about you or your dogs or anything.
Oh,
yeah, just edit all
on the
out.
Recording.
Oh, well, I can hear every fucking thing you say.
You wouldn't listen.
I listen. I have to listen to this thing twice.
I will be so offended if you eavesdrop on the shit I was talking.
So, yeah, Jason sometimes hates my dogs. You know, in all reality, Jason loves the pups. So anyways, we also get into a lot of stuff about when we were younger. Typically school stuff. Jason and Trout actually went to the same elementary school, and for some reason that shit always comes up, like stuff like this.
Back in my day,
which was a Wednesday,
the school pickup line was you rode the fucking bus home. You went and got on the bus and rode the bus home.
Not my kid. My kid don't ride the bus.
Why? That's like something you got to go through as a kid. It's
My kid.
For years, I've tried to find, like online, like some of the songs we used to sing in.
Like, this is your land, this is my
and
land.
Andy, you can always like punch in your parts if you wanted, you lucky asshole.
Do you remember?
Oh, like do a re-lit? No,
you're just
I
like,
guess I could.
Oh, I didn't like that part. Do you remember in elementary school, our music teacher and like the songs we'd sing?
Miss
yeah. And we'd sing like, there was a.
Turn the button with your left
from the cookie jar. Who, me? Yes, you couldn't be. Then who?
And then you point.
That fucking guy. So then they'd be like, you go to the principals. There was a fucking Halloween. At Halloween, at Christmas, we'd switch to like, you know, holiday music or like Halloween music.
Yeah, do the
musicals. There was a Halloween song that I've tried to fucking find my whole life that we sang in that class. And I don't remember enough of it. But do you remember Witch's Brew?
Yeah.
No.
When we got to sing Witch's Brew, that was like a treat.
Do you remember Eddie Coochie Catch a Gamma Dosa Nero Dosa No Kasama Gamma Wacky Brown?
No.
What the fuck is that?
I am Paris Epic Motherfucker. Bell into the well. Bell into the well. Bell into the deep dark well.
I think that's gonna be the outro right there.
Tembo, no sarembo. Chari bari ruchi. Pit patty pembo. That's from a movie. I can see.
No, it's from school.
No, then I don't remember it. I was picturing some like Hocus Pocus or some bullshit.
What the fuck were you guys singing back? All right, anyways.
So one of the main things that always happens is we're constantly trying to start the episodes. Or sometimes whenever we'd go off on a tangent, we'll completely forget where we were and try and bring ourselves back in. And it usually takes us a couple of tries.
have to turn my computer screen. Okay.
Okay. Are we go?
Are you ready?
Yeah. Let's do it. Okay. All right. So let's Let's hold on to it. Let's hold on to it.
Yeah, definitely hold on to it because that also might keep it shorter.
Are we ready to go?
Yeah, I think we're. Oh, it just got hot.
You just got hot.
What did you do?
What do you mean? I didn't do anything.
Yeah, I heard that.
Did you hear me get like super hot?
There was a ring. Did you cup it?
No, I cupped the balls.
You do cup of the balls?
I honestly thought it came from the drum kit for a second.
No,
I was like, what?
I didn't. I mean, no, like Jason peeked.
My mic just like peaked for a second.
I want you to shut your fucking mouth and never
turn that shit off.
All right, hold on. That reminds me. Let me mute. Oh, I'm going to mute that so I don't have that. Okay. Are we ready to do this thing?
Hang on.
God damn it. Fucking everything tonight, man. I swear to God.
What happened?
That's on.
Didn't even hear it.
Someone should have been in the Boy Scouts when they were younger.
Maybe he'd start a fire in his living room.
I don't want to name it.
What? No, it's about their motto about being prepared was the joke.
I don't know their motto. I just wanted to talk about small fire. I like small fire in my pants.
There. All right. So I turned it down to 59, so it'll get cold in here.
It already
edit
was.
Point. We gotta find the edit point. I'm waiting for that thing to kind of stop.
It's done. It's just the blower.
I know.
It'll be off in like.
Makes noise.
Your butt's what makes noise.
Yeah, I don't care what the thermostat says. The goddamn blower's still off.
The thermostat stays off.
Yeah, that's just the blower.
Hey, is it normal for a thermostat to go to 5,000?
Can you believe they didn't try to open the door and look at the goddamn thing? They would have found
like that. To me, like that is a total art move for him just to kind of go right to that and be like, I wonder what they got in there.
Honestly, though, one of the best things that we do down here is kind of making fun of Shrout. I mean, that is whenever these two assholes aren't making fun of me. I mean, he's a kind of an easy target.
It breaks up the air.
I'm pretty smart.
Yeah. I don't know about that, but you know, it. But we can go with that. That's fine.
Fuck you, A. Fergie.
Aha.
Anybody?
I'm not the one who had a fucking vanity license plate in high school.
I will say
that. Parents
what was that? Was that a CRX you drove? What was
CRX?
That?
Oh God, it was a Hyundai Excel.
He drove so many fucking cars. So many.
Penis to them.
Oh yeah,
love them. That moonshine is good.
That it's amazing.
It's delicious.
It is, and I mean it's pretty cheap too.
And I can feel my throat like making noises after I swallowed it.
See, yeah,
that's what you want. You want throat noises.
Yeah. I love the throat noises.
That's how you know the banana's good.
So. It sounds like my wiring's all fucked up in my throat.
Totally. Don't want that.
Tale as old as time.
Tale as old as time. I can't wait to cover. No, I'm just kidding.
What was that? What was that from? What was I just singing?
I don't know if it was from Beauty and the Beast. I don't know anything about that.
Yep. I had to sing the next line.
I actually kind of remember it from that, but Taylor Swift says it in one of her songs on her new record, Midnights.
Guys, what are you doing?
That new Taylor Swift record is so good.
I know, like
so good.
I know, and have you tried this brand of douches and tampons where they have the different sizes for clothes?
We're getting sexist now.
Okay.
What? I'm talking about stuff we like, right, guys?
You know what it says? It says I'm sensitive, guy. You know, no, really, it's actually a really fucking good record.
It is good. Like you said that the other day. I gave it a spin. I liked it. So
yeah.
All right, so I'm just going to leave you guys here with those clips. We'll see how well this does. If we need to keep on doing it, cool. I know that we can pull some more stuff out. But, you know, I made fun of Shrout. I made fun of Jason, so I got to put myself up on the chopping block as well. So I'm going to leave you guys with just a clip of me trying to sit back down into my chair. This has not been edited or anything like that. It is just the mics on in the room, picking everything up. Shrout actually calls out my clumsiness. So you guys have a good one. We'll see you on the next one for Mr. Mom. Have a good one.
Ow. Jesus Christ. Grace, my middle name, bitch.